Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, the Michael Penix news. Mark Schlereth going to join us. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Obviously, we'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons. Probably like a big picture thought with him just about where they are through 10 games and all that and what happens next. And then the AMA is an hour from right now as well.
They need to fix the lighting in that office.
What do you mean? What office?
James Franklin.
Oh, his new Virginia Tech office.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, he's doing his interview right now on
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, yeah. James had a little bit more tint.
Up there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if he got makeup on or whatever.
Maybe he's a little Sammy Sosa treatment.
Some concealer. I think that's what they call it. Some concealer on him or something. But, yeah, James.
He's looking.
Yeah, James looking real.
Looking more me than you.
He looks like more.
More Andy than Randy.
He looks. Like undercooked chicken.
He does. And that's crazy. He's got like a white dress shirt on, too. So normally that'll kind of
bring out.
Yeah, no.
He likes some undercooked chicken.
He's just been inside, I guess.
I guess like hiding out,
it's
depressed.
It's fall.
Hiding out, depressed or something.
Maybe it hasn't been as sunny up there. Like, it's been a nice sunny fall.
Blacksburg, does the sun ever shine there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anything about
it. You're making me uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, James.
Thanks, James.
I've never been to Blacksburg, Virginia. I would like, that's one of the, there's so many random college towns I just would love to go to a game at. That's definitely on the list. I would love to see a game there. And this weekend's going to be, that's going to be a good
one. Oh, yeah, Miami coming to town.
Yeah, man.
The new James, you guys were talking about, like he's been on the phone recruiting his ass off.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to have people there.
He's going to have a whole bunch, the new Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. And then that's come on, man. That's still one of the best entrances in the world.
Yep.
Now, it's taking a long damn time to get to the stadium. That's a long-ass walk.
But it's got to be worth it. Fun for it's them because that's the only thing that anyone said about Virginia Tech football for years.
Yes.
Well, Enter Sandman's cool.
Yeah.
What else? Who's their quarterback? I don't know. They're terrible. Damn, but
Miami's lucky.
Enter Sandman's badass. That's even worse for
Miami.
Noon
game on the road for
Miami. Yeah, all the whining Miami's doing about being ranked behind Notre Dame might be over on
Carson
Saturday.
Carson don't do well in these environments.
Hostile ones?
Yeah.
And if you look, man, no offense, but like if you can't rise to Virginia Tech at noon, like he's been in bigger ones
he's
than that.
He's been in bigger games.
Like you'd have to
He's been in bigger games.
Nah, you're right. The bright lights seem to bother him. But no, you're right. James is looking, I don't know. Hit the tanning bed.
It could be the lighting.
It might be.
It could be the lighting.
Or maybe it's intentional.
It could be the lighting.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't either. Yeah. All right, let's get to the back page.
Let me put some blush or some rouge on.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Y'all already mentioned how Ja'Marr Chase gets suspended for a game. He is appealing it for whatever reason. I guess maybe he hasn't seen the tape of himself.
You're spitting on him.
Look, I'm a huge Ja'Marr Chase fan. product of Louisiana, LSU Tiger, but come on, man.
Did you say did you say probably?
Product.
Oh, okay, product.
Product, because he was actually born and raised in Louisiana.
Got it. I missed it. I thought you said probably. I was like, I think that's it.
Dude. Oh, yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah, man.
I'm just glad that Mike Tomlin is like this. Now, I would assume, but I don't know that every coach in the NFL, like, you don't want to hit somebody, but.
I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural.
Yeah. That's how you should act.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Should say. Yeah.
He gives the best answers of any coach in the NFL, no matter what the question.
And he's absolutely correct.
And he's right about that.
I'm like you, but I love me some Jamar Chase. And I'm not going to be one of those dumbasses who always say, "Oh, no, it's all respect for you." I ain't going to say all that. But this is that was some punk ass stuff he did.
Oh, 100%.
This was some punk ass stuff he did.
And you should expect if you spit in somebody's face to get punched back in the face.
Do what comes natural.
I'm actually, after thinking about that, I'm kind of surprised that Dak was able to not punched him out. The person spitting his face was much bigger than he was.
Good company, man.
At the beginning of the game, too, not at the end.
Company, man.
I'm convinced Dak didn't see it.
There's no way in hell Dak can't see that man.
Yeah, that's
chest.
My thing.
There's no hit him.
There's no way in hell Dak didn't see that man spit on him. There's no way in hell. Dak saw that man spit right on you, and you just said, point at him like, he spit on me. Sorry.
Maybe that's what came natural.
Company, man.
Could be.
Company, man.
Could be. So, just spend a little bit of time talking about Scat going to a Monday Night Raw. So,
did you just call that man Scat?
What's going on here with you and him?
Are y'all like what? Boys?
You and Cam Scataboo.
Man.
Okay.
Y'all like partners? Call him Scat?
Scat.
What is that, a brooch? A chain?
He has a chain that says Scat.
Oh, it's very big.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Very okay. Diamondy. Here's Dominique Foxworth on, like, look, you knew what you were drafting when you drafted this man.
What I'm talking about situations in football and outside of football is that you are making trade-offs. You like Cam Scataboo, right? You like the way Cam Scataboo runs.
Right.
You like the way Cam Scataboo act. You know what Cam Scataboo is going to do when he's injured? He's going to go to a WWE.
Yes, that's
all
true.
That's true. All hype about Cam Scataboo before, acting like he's going to suddenly turn into, like, a homebody who's quiet because his foot hurt is absurd. Like, this man is he's a little bit out there, and that's part of the reason why you like him. He's going to put a grill in his mouth and push some wrestlers. That's fine.
I'm not surprised at all.
Well put.
I'm not surprised at all. I just think he's dumb as hell for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not surprised that he's out there doing that. I think he's dumb as hell.
You typically, when they are going to bring an athlete or somebody like that, it's going to be involved in the show, they will kind of go through a walkthrough of those things because nobody wants him to come on there and get hurt.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the way that dude gave him a forearm shiver in his chest. I don't think he meant to hit him that hard.
Are you talking about Scat pushing the wrestler now? Because he pushed JD McDonagh down on his ass.
Okay, now that was really fake. But I'm talking about
what. But he came back.
I'm pretty sure that was that. But did you see how that dude came through with that forearm and he hit Scat in the chest? I was like,
You guys went.
Cameron.
When you guys, it was Monday Night Raw, right?
It was Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw.
Who were the wrestlers?
Dude, it was so long ago.
You don't know.
It was so long ago. But, it was so much fun. That was because this is why it was fun. It was the last game of the season. I remember we played the Colts, and we had got eliminated by the time we got back to Miami. And so everybody comes over to my house, and like Wes Welker, everybody, we get a limo, straight big old limo, and we go down to American Airlines Arena. Go down there. They open, set it out. Just everything was first class. And I'll never forget this. We're going back. Wes and Jason Rader, they were like, "Hey, we'll be back. We met some girls." Whatever, whatever. Their car was parked outside my house for 2 weeks. 2 damn weeks. Wes's car was parked outside my house for 2 damn weeks.
This is where this is where the driveway stuff starts.
Yeah.
That's why you don't let anybody park in the driveway.
2 damn weeks. And then Wes comes.
Wes Welker messed it up for all
Wes
of us.
Wes Welker comes back with the same clothes he had on 2 damn weeks ago.
What?
Yes.
He was just missing for two
weeks. Dude. I'm like, whatever. We've been hanging out on the beaches. Like him and Raider. 2 damn weeks.
Wow. Life before cell phones.
Yeah, man.
No
were attached
kidding.
To the
two
hip,
damn
man.
Weeks, man.
When you actually got to get some privacy.
Yeah, it was pretty damn funny.
I bet those 2 weeks that they spent are two of the best weeks that any people have ever had in their lives.
Dude, I remember them dudes trying to get me to go backpacking with them through Germany one off season. I was like, what the hell is backpacking?
Well, that sounds awesome, actually.
It does.
I never heard it until they were like, yeah, we're going backpacking this off season. I was like, what the hell is backpacking?
You put a pack on?
When they told me.
Yeah.
And I said, through Germany. I was like, doing what?
Hiking.
Did they sleep in hostels and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really
they
nice.
Talking about all that stuff. Like, no, I'm cool. I stay in hotels. I'm staying hostels. I'm staying hotels.
This sounds awesome. I'd like to backpack through some.
From Cameron Scataboo, attending Monday Night Raw, here's another story about somebody being or not being in a place where they should or should not be. I don't know why everybody's kind of losing their minds over this one. I kind of get it. So Bill Belichick was spotted at his girlfriend Jordan's adult cheerleading competition.
Hold on, what?
So there are
you
so
heard of this story?
I've seen this. So I've seen this because Olivia was in cheerleading for a couple years. So when you go to these cheer competitions,
did you get your wish?
What?
She's done.
Yeah. Okay. I think she's going to be. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, we're moving right into winter softball stuff right now. Like, so during these competitions, there are adult performers and adult teams, and they're in their 20s, you know, but they're still physically fit. They're athletic.
Yeah, but those are adults.
Well, so is Jordan.
No, I'm saying. Those are adults.
No.
Yeah. So
and they're not associated with the team.
They're not associated with the team.
You're not.
They're like grown. They have a grown.
Not, yeah.
They have
but
a
he's
grown
not competing.
Ass, they have a grown ass cheer club.
Right.
Yeah, for adults. Yeah.
I'm just saying, because like the people that are cheering for the Falcons are adults also.
Yeah.
But they're cheering for the Falcons.
Right.
So Jordan Hudson is a member of, of a team called Code Black. They just performed on Sunday.
They don't cheer for no team.
Huh?
They don't cheer for no team.
No, it's competition cheerleading.
they're just cheering.
Look, competitive cheerleading and sideline cheerleading, two completely different things.
I agree with that.
Okay. I don't know the difference.
It's questionable where the other one is.
Okay.
So Jordan competes on a team, and Bill just went to go watch her.
What's wrong with that?
I have nothing. I have no idea why people are losing their minds. Is it more about the adult cheerleading because you just didn't know it existed?
I'm more on the adult cheerleading because I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, I mean, but there's adult everything as long as you're in shape or fit to do it. There's adult baseball. There's adult football.
And there's nothing funnier in the world than that.
Yeah.
And I would expect I don't care.
If
you
I had a high-profile wife or girlfriend.
I understand the love that you want to play sports, and I believe you should. But it's funny as hell to me to watch grown-ass men in their 40s sliding headfirst into damn baseball.
But it's so much fun,
and
man.
Playing football with pads on and in the rec league with knee straps on. It's just funny to
but
me.
But we all can – and I don't think I'm on an island on this one. Maybe I am. You guys tell me. We can all agree that Bill Belichick, like 8-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick,
right.
Going to an adult cheerleading competition to watch
his lady
perform in it,
yes,
is amusing.
It is kind of funny, I understand why he's doing it.
That's a funny thing to do.
He's going to support a lady.
Yeah. Well, right, but not. It's what she's doing that makes it amusing. And the fact that it's him, and if you see the picture, you need to find it.
Okay.
He's wearing a hoodie.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he is. The hoodie is in the building to watch the adult cheerleading competition.
But see, it's not an it's a cheer competition. She's in the adult division.
Just stop saying it like that. Maybe you need to call it something else.
Because it's not like
also,
on the marquee.
You need to see her
when you say,
in the same outfit as all the other
when
adults.
When you say cheer competition, I'm thinking babies. I'm thinking
but
babies.
But they're there too.
No,
on the marquee outside, it doesn't say adult cheer competition.
No, Bill,
it just says cheer
with
competition.
The gray hoodie on.
The gray hoodie.
And then she is in her.
There she is in the matching outfit with all the other adults.
And they have dudes in it too, huh?
Of course they do. Somebody's
got
to lift them
up. If you show me a picture of him carrying her bag and her cup, then we got a problem.
If Bill walks around with her Stanley Cup and her bag on his shoulder, I would never, ever.
Which may or may not have happened. That's what we need pictures of. Him sitting there in a hoodie, that's not.
Seems like a reasonable next step.
They got the video of her.
Yeah.
Have you seen the extra video?
Uh-huh. I've seen all of it. Because I saw this story this morning and thought it was fake. And then when I found out it was real, I spent 15 minutes reading about it because that's funny to me.
When do they practice?
Probably Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just like
and where? They got to wait till church choir practice is over.
No, man, they practice in
and then
gyms,
they get the fellowship
just like the youngsters do.
Oh, man.
Absolutely hilarious.
If there's any adult cheerleaders, we're just playing. Not really.
No, it's not about you.
No.
It's about them.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it's Bill Belichick going to one is what makes it so funny.
I support everybody chasing dreams.
He should be supporting his woman.
And stay healthy.
Of course he should support his lady, but I'm allowed to think it's funny.
Yeah, just don't get hurt.
100%.
And I do.
Don't be.
There are people out there, what is he doing at this cheer competition?
Oh, yeah,
what do you mean, what is he? Is he supposed to be looking at tape from getting your butt kicked?
It's kind of funny what his life has become.
Yes, it is.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
He's turned into the world's best boyfriend.
He's a great boyfriend. He's a great boyfriend.
I would love. Now, that would take me out right there. If they ever did like a sit down with her and she said, tell us about Bill. And she said, he's a great boyfriend.
He's a really good boyfriend.
That would take me out.
Supportive.
That would take me out. He's really supportive. Oh, he's nothing like he is with the kids. He's very into stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what do you got Bill into? Well, you know, now he's
beach yoga.
Yeah, adult, he's doing yoga.
Adult gymnastics.
Adult cheer. He's doing jazzercise with me. You know, something like that, man. Just
greatest football coach ever.
And his
this is what he's up
to. Is now doing human being things.
But you, hey man, you gotta support your lady, dog. There's stuff that I don't want to do with my lady like do.
Oh, sure.
But I do it. Sure. Because that's my lady. That's my woman.
Something about it is less
I'm
funny
sure he goes to her Girl Scout meetings and everything.
Yeah. I went to the skincare convention.
You did?
Now I sat at the I was like at a different bar. Then, but I went and supported her. She said, baby, I'm going down to Miami. Can we go to, for skincare? I was like, yeah, I'll go with you, baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great.
I went and helped her set up and everything, Bunk. And I got going.
Phenomenal.
Tomorrow, guys, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Zucca Pizza in Smyrna. They'll be there tomorrow getting you ready for Thursday night football game while enjoying Miller Lite special. Dukes and Bell tomorrow, 2 to 6 at Zucca Pizza in Smyrna.
That's the ultimate argument for it being a...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Undefeated, too, by the way. That man standing there at an adult cheerleading competition at his age with the amount of money that he
has. Now you know she a cheerleader and flexible. She'd be defeated. She'd be have Bill.
All-time world champ.
Breaking his back.
All right. We'll come back with the big story of the day. See, we found a way to have a little fun. We're going to ruin it next and tell you about Michael Penix. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.